We've reached the time for our first feature, which, as usual, is provided by Richard Matthew, and he has been looking at the life and work of Cromer lifeboatman Henry Blogg.
Henry Blogg of Cromer, born in 1876, was the most decorated lifeboatman in the history of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, and served for 53 years on Cromer's lifeboats. He was awarded the gold medal of the RNLI 3 times, and the silver medal 4 times, the George Cross, the British Empire Medal, and a series of other awards. The tales of Henry Blogg's courageous rescues are known all over the world, and with the help of his brave crew, he saved 873 lives before retiring. Henry was brought up by his mother, Ellen, and stepfather, John Davis, a second coxswain and fisherman. Henry was a bright child, but left school at 11 to work on the family crab boat. He spent the rest of his time on Cromer's Beach, supervising the bathing machines and selling bathing dresses and towels for a penny apiece. He mastered the skills of seamanship, learning how to use an oar and handle a sail, although surprisingly, he never learnt to swim. By that time, Cromer was a very popular seaside resort with grand Edwardian hotels. But Henry understood the dark side to Cromer's scenic coastline, the unpredictably powerful tides, winds, currents, and rock-hard sands that have claimed thousands of lives. The sea was in his blood. When he turned 18 in 1894, he joined the Cromer lifeboat crew and became the coxswain, i.e. the skipper, 15 years later. The Cromer boat was launched from an open beach, and judgment and determination were the prime requirements of the coxswain. He was coxswain for 38 years until he retired in 1947. The first of Henry's medal-winning rescues took place in 1917, when his crew launched 4 times in 14 hours in a terrible storm. Cromer's lifeboat, Louisa Hartwell, battled 50 mph winds to rescue the 22 crew on board the Greek vessel Pyrrhine. The crew, who had an average age of over 50 and 2 members over 70, had to rely on 14 oars and 2 sails to navigate the heavy seas. Just as they arrived back on shore, triumphant and exhausted, they were told of the Swedish ship Fernabo, which had been blown in two by a mine. They rowed out 3 times to rescue the sailors on board. Henry, who was awarded his first gold medal for the rescue, was commended for his remarkable personality and admirable leadership. His crew were awarded bronze medals and praised for their courage and dogged tenacity. The call out to the SS English Trader in 1941 aground off Haysborough nearly led to disaster when the lifeboat rolled onto her side, throwing 5 of her crew, including Blogg, into the water. Still on board, crewman William Davis steered the lifeboat towards the men in the water, and one by one they were picked up. Blogg then turned the lifeboat away from the English Trader and headed for the nearest harbour at Great Yarmouth. At 3 a.m. the next morning, Blogg awoke his crew, ready to try again. The sea had abated, and 44 men on the English Trader, who had not expected to live through the night, were saved. Henry was given the RNLI Silver Medal for that rescue. Cromer's life-saving record is unique, largely due to their rescues during World War II, when they launched 150 times and saved 448 lives, more than any other lifeboat. Although Henry became a national hero for his gallant feats, he resisted the lure of celebrity. He was a quiet, private man who rarely talked about his famous rescues. He would always praise his crew, but never speak of his own courage. Someone once remarked that Henry spoke of a dangerous rescue, quote, as if he had merely crossed the road for a bottle of milk. He was a modest man and kept his collection of medals in a sideboard drawer. They were rarely worn. He didn't drink or smoke, and preferred the tranquillity of his cottage. After a rescue, he would go home and sit in his armchair instead of joining the rest of his crew at the pub. His wife, Anne, was intensely proud of her husband and was always waiting at home with a bowl of warm soup for him. They had two children, Jack, who tragically died at just 18 months, and a daughter, Queenie, who died in her 20s. After Queenie's death, Henry became quieter and more reserved. Those close to him said that her death, quote, just about broke his heart, unquote. He retired in 1947 after 53 years of service and at age 71, 11 years past the usual retiring date. He had been coxswain for 38 years of his service, during which he had launched 387 times and rescued 873 people. He died in 1954. The new lifeboat at Cromer was named after him, and a museum dedicated to his memory opened in 2006. Today, there is much talk of celebrities, usually pop, television or film stars. But perhaps the people we should really celebrate are heroic, modest men and women like Henry Blogg.
Thank you very much, Richard, for such an interesting talk.